From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Two competing plans for a Minnesota wolf hunt in the fall were discussed at a hearing this week at the state capitol. Up to 400 wolves would be killed by up to 6,000 hunters and trappers under a Department of Natural Resources plan introduced to lawmakers in Senate and House committees. According to the St. Paul Pioneer Press, the DNR presented its ideas to the House before a hearing on the competing bill, which has support from some deer hunting groups. The competing bill, introduced by Representative David Dill, would allow wolf hunting during the popular deer firearms season. The DNR's plan would begin in late November and specifically avoid the firearms deer hunting season. Officials with the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association have objected to that. The Obama administration earlier this year sought to remove federal protections from gray wolves. The decision allows states like Minnesota to manage the species starting this week. Because wolves were hunted nearly to extinction in the state, their population rebound was seen as a success of the Endangered Species Act. But the notion of legally hunting the iconic animal stirs a spectrum of emotions. The DNR believes some 3,000 gray wolves live in Minnesota and considers its proposed initial quota of 400 wolves conservative and cautious. The DNR's plan envisions a lottery for hunters and trappers to apply for a special wolf license. Hunters could use a variety of firearms, as well as archery and tactics that involve calling the wolves and attracting them with bait. Any wolf killed would have to be registered that day. The season would close as soon as the number of wolves killed reached 400. Since the courthouse shooting in December, Cook County commissioners have been considering security measures for the safety of the public and courthouse staff. This week, commissioners formed a study committee to consider long-term security and also took some short-term actions. Commissioner Sue Hakes said the board acted on security requests from the county attorney's office and the sheriff.
The county board unanimously passed a motion to make the west entrance to the county courthouse the only access point. You can only enter from the west side. You can exit any of the other doors, but you'll only be able to get into the west side.
The west side of the building is where the large parking lot is, and it's handicapped accessible. She said dealing with the separate entrance to Public Health and Human Services still needs to be resolved. She said another action was to authorize the sheriff to add staffing at events or activities at his discretion as he sees fit, at least for the next 3 months, without regard to his current budget.
The third thing we did was we formed a real small committee with the idea that we can respond quickly to take a look at the county attorney's office and make some security changes there. We're going to do some different locks, change some walls, secure the hallway between the public and the courthouse.
The board also agreed to put signs on the doors banning guns in the courthouse building. She admitted signs won't prevent guns in the building, but it sets a tone.
You know, we've talked about perfume in the county courthouse, and we haven't talked about guns. So we did unanimously agree to put that signage up as well. And those changes will be in effect within the next few days, probably no later than Monday.
Several Cook County organizations have come together to host a local sled dog race to replace the canceled John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. The Duluth News Tribune reports the Mail Run Dog Sled Race will run next Monday and Tuesday in the Gunflint Trail area. A lack of snow near Duluth caused the Bear Grease Board of Directors to cancel the race on the 15th of January. The marathon race from Duluth to the Gunflint Trail and back and its companion mid-distance race were scheduled to begin Sunday. The approximately 100-mile-long race will begin about 4 p.m. on Monday at Devil's Track Lake. Mushers will travel to Poplar Lake and then do a loop before taking a 5-hour layoff at Trail Center. After that, they'll retrace their route to Devil Track, where they are expected to finish before noon on January 31st. The race will have only one class. Currently, organizers are looking at 12 dogs on a team in a field of 16 teams. The Mail Run Sled Dog Race was held along the Gunflint Trail in the late 1970s and into the early 1980s before the Bear Grease began as an annual event. Winter Tracks 2012 is set to go ahead on the 3rd of February. With snow in the forecast along the shore, most activities will go off as planned. Snow sculptures will dot the landscape throughout the county. Plein air painters will exhibit their works, and there'll be plenty of ski and snowmobile action as well as music and entertainment. Two Harbors officials said they need about 6 inches of snow to fall before February 10th, the scheduled start of their winter frolic. And whether or not there's snow, the 19th annual Ely Winter Festival will be held beginning the 2nd of February. The cornerstone of the festival is the International Snow Sculpting Symposium. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.